Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. Welcome to you if you're listening for the first time. We are here to help you learn English language, to achieve fluency in spoken English. We provide lots of material for you to listen to so that you can improve your spoken English. So as usual, let's go with a topic that you might find interesting. My aim is to give you English language listening material so that you can practice your understanding, and I'll try to explain any of the more difficult words. So today, some facts about languages. This podcast will give you some practice at understanding statistics. Being familiar with how to talk about statistics, that's something which you'll need if you're going to do an English speaking exam like IELTS. So let's practice. So you're learning English and you already have your native language, which of course you speak really well. Some people speak two languages, but there are people who make a point of learning multiple languages. These people are referred to as polyglots, P-O-L-Y-G-L-O-T. You're a polyglot if you speak more than two languages really well. And polyglots aren't necessarily geniuses. They're just people who prioritise language learning. They know the tricks, they know the best ways to learn a language, and they're interested in doing it and happy to give their time to it. It's estimated that at least half the world's population is bilingual. That means half of people speak two languages. What's the world's most common language? Well, you might think that it's English, but actually the world's most common language is Mandarin Chinese, and by a long way if you're counting native speakers. Native, N-A-T-I-V-E, means the language learned as children, learned at home and at school, your own language in other words. So there are 918 million native speakers of Mandarin Chinese, the second most commonly spoken language in the world, with half the number of speakers of Mandarin Chinese, is Spanish. 460 million native speakers. Of course, it's spoken in Spain, but also in almost all of South America. 21 countries have Spanish as their official language. And the US has many Spanish speakers. It's second only to Mexico in its number of Spanish speakers. Third in the list of the most common languages is English, with 379 million native speakers. Of course, people in the UK, America, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand all speak English as their native tongue. I was going to add South Africa to that list, but actually South Africa has 11 official languages. How many non-native speakers of English are there? So that's people who've learned English as a second or a third language. Well, there are 898 million estimated non-native speakers of English. That's nearly as many as the native Mandarin Chinese speakers. And of course, notice that there are more than twice as many non-native speakers of English than there are native speakers. But these statistics are fluid. At what point in your English language learning journey do you start to be counted as a non-native speaker of English? Difficult to say. I know some French and some German, but I'm a long way off speaking like a native. Am I considered a non-native speaker of French, say, or not? I don't know. Guess which language has the most words? Well, yes, you've guessed correctly. English has many more words than any other language. That's not really a surprise, is it? We just make up words all the time. What's also interesting is the number of words in English which have fallen out of use in the last 50 years. My sister in France has a massive English dictionary which dates back to 1967. And it's really noticeable, looking through this enormous dictionary, how many words we don't recognise now because they're old and they're no longer used. Many of them are parts of the body or names for animals or things used in farming. Language moves on quickly, I think, and the old words which are no longer used are replaced with new words. Imagine how many technology words have come into being in the last 50 years. Speaking of how many words there are in the English language, it's important because there are so many words to focus your efforts into learning only the most commonly used, the necessary words. And with that aim in mind, we have an Adept English course available which addresses just this problem. The Adept English 500 Words course uses only the 500 most common words in English so that you can practice them, so that you can ensure that you know these common words really, really well. It's one of our most popular courses and is really good to consolidate your learning. Go to the courses page at adeptenglish.com to find it. You can buy it and start straight away. So learn English today with the 500 words course. How many languages are there in the world? Well, it's estimated that there are over 6,000 languages spoken. That's difficult to believe. But some languages are spoken by many more people than others. So of those 6,000 languages, about 2,500 of them are in danger of becoming extinct. Extinct, E-X-T-I-N-C-T, is an adjective, and we use it to mean when something stops existing. It's often used about animals. An animal species can become extinct. That means that there are none of that type of animal left. And it can be the same for languages. Languages become extinct when no one speaks them anymore. They become dead languages. And actually, 50% of people in the world speak the most common 20 languages. I guess as globalization continues, this is inevitable. The number of different languages that we speak will become fewer. That's a pity, I realize, as languages become obsolete, not used, and traditions are in danger of being lost too. Of course, the opportunity of online language learning may make that happen even more quickly. You can learn English online, along with many other languages. But you can't ask people not to learn new languages. You can't ask people to stay just with their own native language and miss out on opportunities that might come with a new language. In the UK, there are many attempts in Wales to preserve the Welsh language. But despite Welsh being compulsory in schools, the trend in Welsh language speaking is still down. It's hard to influence patterns like this. And should we try to? There are passionate supporters of the Welsh language amongst the older generation, but perhaps less motivation amongst younger people. That's a whole other discussion, I think. But there are still a lot of languages. There are 24 official languages within the European Union, for example. And in these countries, it's English and French which are taught as foreign languages in schools. Let's have a play with some European languages. Le français est une langue assez facile à apprendre si vous parlez anglais, car beaucoup de mots sont similaires. 100 Millionen Menschen sprechen Deutsch als Muttersprache. Es ist die Muttersprache, die in Europa am meisten gesprochen wird. Those are the two languages, French and German, that I know something of. And the next two, a are ones I'm prepared to have a go at. 69 milioni di persone parlano italiano come lingua madre. El español es uno de los idiomas más fáciles de aprender para los angloparlantes. See if you can guess what two European languages I'm attempting there. I don't speak either of them, but they're nearer to English, so it's a bit easier for me to have a go at those. The answers are in the transcript. So there you are. If you want to learn English language, once you've done basic English learning, adept English is an important part of your toolkit. And who knows, you may become a polyglot. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.